Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my dear beloved. Okay. Yeah. Yes, listen to us coming today. Okay, what about today, I feel? Yeah. Huh? Okay, all right. All right, that way.
Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on Earth Thursday. This is Sister Powell, who will be your host. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we just come this evening to give you thanks and praise for life. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings towards us this day, throughout this day. You took us out and you brought us in safely. You said we are two or three gathered together doing the things concerning your will. You are in the midst. So we are asking you to pour out your sweet Holy Spirit upon us while we read your words and share the blessings that you have given unto us. And help us, Lord, to be faithful in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, welcome again to Advent Prayer Line Ministry. And we are expecting our brothers and sisters to have a grand time with the Lord this evening. We are also going to read our scripture passage, and it is found in Genesis 1:29-30. I'm asking someone if they want to read it for us, and also 3 John 1:4, and I will read Revelation 31. God, let us get some treat in the words of God. All right. 2-4, welcome again, and thank you for coming. Can you share your name, and thank you for reading. Going to read the scripture for us.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I want to give God thanks for his blessing me with safe traveling mercy, blessing me throughout the day, protecting me, keeping me safe, because we don't know what is in store for us. Something could happen unseen, but God's Holy Spirit is, he sent his Holy Spirit to keep us and protect us. So I'm grateful. And you want me to read?
Okay. All right. Welcome to my dear beloved who is on the line. I just welcome you. And tonight we're going to have a wonderful treat by you guys sharing some of the good things that God have given unto us from creation that can boost our immune system. We're waiting on Sister Leola. She's supposed to be reading for us. Genesis 1:29, ask another person to write the time to take 3 John 1:3, prepare, ready. After Sister Leola finish, that person will read the second scripture.
Amen.
And, right?
Amen. Let me read Genesis 1:29.
Okay,
my sister, I got, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, and which is the fruit of a tree, yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. And verse 31, and God saw everything
30,
that he had made.
30.
Okay. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I given every herb, every green herb for meat. And it was so.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Mano. You're finished, my dear. Thank you, Sister Leola,
Amen.
For reading the first scripture. You see, God gave us from creation. He loves us so much that he make a way. He prepared, he had planned. So we just have to give God thanks for that. So 3 John now, 3 John 1 is God's wishes and satisfaction for us, right? It said here, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. So God wants us to walk in the truth. He wants us to prosper in good health. And if we trust and follow him, he is able to do it. And our last scripture passage, I'm going to open the line for one of my blind brother here or sister to read. 423, the line is open for Revelation 22. That's my favorite. I'm asking if you have the chance and you can read it for
Amen.
Us.
Revelation 22, what verse? I'm sorry.
1-2, my dear beloved.
1-2. Amen. Revelation chapter 21st, verses 1-2 says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." Amen.
Amen. Sister Carl, I don't know if it's the wrong Revelation 22, 1-2, the river and the
Oh, I'm sorry, 22.
Yes.
Oh, 22, I'm sorry.
Yes.
And
you,
he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeded out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielding her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree for the healing of the nation.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 22, verse 1-2.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, Sister Carla, Sister Powell, for reading the scripture. What a blessing, Sister Carla and Sister Leola, and we on the line, that we are going to experience and born for the first time, right? The tree of life if we are faithful to God. So let us continue to live for him. Let us continue to pray that he will keep us, even in this troublesome world that we are living in, that he will keep us so that we will be able, my dear sister, that to witness the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruit, and bear each month we will get a different fruit. So God is so good. God is so great. So I'm thankful for that. And as we are here tonight, my dear beloved, this is the time that we welcome. I welcome everyone already. Welcome to Advent El Thursday, and I just want to let everyone know how much we appreciate everyone who join us and who come. And I want to let Sister Carla know that Advent Light, thank her for presenting these wonderful quotes each week. You know, this is something that, you know, we have to cherish, you know, that when we get these wonderful reminder promises that God will able to help us, that we carry through. And the first, I will just read a little part of it now. And it said, "It is just as much of sin how to violate the law of our being as to break one of the Ten Commandments." So you see, we can break down a Ten Commandment, and we have to follow God's way. He said, "For we cannot do either without breaking God's law. We cannot love the Lord with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength while we are loving our appetites, our tastes, a great deal better than we love the Lord. We are daily lessening our strength to glorify God when he requires all our strength, all our mind. By our wrong habits, we are lessening our old of life and yet professing to be Christ followers, preparing for the finishing touch of immortality." So, my dear beloved, let us be obedient both with the commandment and God's law that he have given unto us. And he doesn't want us to break none of the health law, the 8 health law tip. And we know we have more, and he gave us the 8 health laws, you know, New Start, nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, ear rest, and trust in God. Let us ask him, continue to ask him, continue to be on our knees, in our hearts, in the word of God, so that we will not break his health law. So God is so good. He is so great. You know, All I can say, my dear beloved, it's good for us to serve the Lord. He loves us so much, and as we read the commandment that he has given unto us in Genesis, the first he prepared our food. He had a plan for us. And actually in John, we see the love that he has for us. He cares for us, and he wants us to settle in the truth. And for Revelation, he has given us the tree, promised to give us the tree of life once more, that we can experience it and get all those wonderful fruits and the leaves, both for healing and for me. So we want to thank God. So now is the time, my dear beloved. You hear a lot from Sister Powell. Now is the time we are expecting to hear from my dear beloved brothers and sisters on the line. So I'm going to start open, if you don't. Right, and we share. It said, where two or three gather, he is there. So 423, your line is open. Four, two, three, 635, your line is open. Can you check your phone, 423, 635? All right, I will. Maybe she's not in a way. 518-482, your line is open.
Thank you, Sister Power, for opening my line on Thursday. I am thankful to the Lord for my life, which he has spared, so I can come on this line on this health Thursday to share a little health tip, one health tip this evening I'm going to share. And this is very important. And it is something that, you know, all of us could acquire easily. And that is celery. Right? Did you know that celery is a natural diuretic? And this is a wonderful remedy for heart disease and kidney-related problems. I love celery myself. I use a lot of celery. It says it gives a wonderful taste to food. And I love celery. It spices up the food. Because it contains what? Natural sodium. And the sodium that we get from celery, it does not overtax the kidneys and the urinary system. And the body gets from celery this ample supply of sodium that it needs. So we don't have to use table salt in large amounts. That will simply cause more fluid to retain in our bodies, right? Retain in our system, our body system. Salt is an unnatural chemical to be put into the body. When we use too much of salt, we get problems, we get blood pressure, and all of these type of things. So the body will retain more fluid to flush it out, because if you use a natural salt, it will it remain in the system. But if the eliminatory process has been destroyed, then the fluid will be trapped in the body, holding salt, right? Holding salt in preparation to eliminating it. It will just hold on to it. So in other words, I would say the body is, yes, the body is a warehouse, the sodium to sodium in fluid. So if we use too much of sodium, that is what will happen. You will have fluid retention. So we should give celery a chance. It contains natural sodium that satisfies the body needs for sodium, and yet it will not collect in the system. It will be thrown out of the system by the digestive like digestive process. As it goes through the body, it can be thrown out of the system. So that is my little health tip for us this evening. It says vegetarian is more than, some people said that vegetarianism is rabbit food. You heard about that. But listen to this quote from Council on Diet and Food on page 313. In order, in the diet of the creator's choice, grains, fruits, nuts, and vegetables. Excuse me. Constitute the diet chosen for us by our Creator. And these foods, prepared in as simple and natural manner as possible, are the most helpful and nourishing. They impart a strength, a power, and an endurance of intellect that are not afforded by a more complex and stimulating diet. I read one more paragraph. So it says, so we learn here that simple diet gives you power. It gives you endurance. Most of us would use a little extra intellectual force. And the only way we can get that is through our fruits, grains, nuts, and vegetables. Could it be that we need go to colon and lecithin and so forth because we are not getting enough balanced foods? No doubt about it. We have lived on denatured, devitalized, and demineralized foods. On top of that, now we have to search for other foods to supply those elements. And I will stop right here because I think I gave enough tips for this evening and a very important tip for us.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Cancinelli, for coming on the line and to share this wonderful natural remedy. And you know what? Salary, natural. And as Sister Cancinelli was here, and I just remember yesterday, I was using some salary. Yeah, you know, my dear beloved, what she said is true. That salary is salt. You know, when I was eating it, I said, wow, this is natural salt from the salary. You know, and that is exactly what she said. It have natural sodium, you know, more than table salt. So if we want our food, because I am telling you, my dear beloved, I do not like my food taste fresh. I'm telling you, I can't take it, right? So I use a lot of celery in my food to help balance it, to break my food of a little taste. So I just want to thank you, Sister Cancinelli, and what God have given unto us with the grain and the nut and, the, you know, the vegetable. And a lot of people, even going to their doctor, they are saying that you're not getting enough nutrients from those grains and nuts and vegetable. But God, what he said he did for us from Genesis, as we read it a while ago, and also John and Revelation, that God promised us, that he is not promised, God gave us in his plan the food that we should eat. So I just want to thank you, Sister Cancinelli, for always coming and sharing, you know, what God has done. And we do know that, you know, if we practice these health reform tips, and, you know, we will be able to go and share with others. So thank you again. And as it is, we're asking our brothers and sisters to press 1 that we can open, that you can share, because I don't want Sister Powell alone to be talking, you know, health reform Thursday night. And we know that we have a lot of things to share what God have given unto us. And I will just read this little passage before and ask my dear beloved to put up your hand that I can know that you want to share. And we are reading from Health Reform and the Third Angel Message. And this is coming from Council and Diet and Food. It said December 10, 1871, I was against shown. You know who it was? That the Health Reform is one branch of the great work which is fit a people for the coming of the Lord. So So this health message is a work that God wants us to do, to teach people, right, to educate people out there so that they will know that God have a purpose for them and God have a plan for them. It is as closely connected with the third angel message as the hand is with the body. So both hands and body and third angel message intertwine together, and that is what we are supposed to be practicing. You speak to all of the brothers and sisters, they are telling you, you cannot go out there to tell people this, you cannot go out there. But if we follow the command from God, God is able to keep us and to allow us how to present this message. It said the law of the Ten Commandments has been lightly regarded by man, but the Lord would not come to punish the transgression of the law without first sending them a message and a warning. So we have a message and a warning for ourselves, our home, and for us to go out just as the third angel, the first, second, and third angel message to the world. The third angel proclaimed that the message had men ever been obedient to the law of the Ten Commandments, carrying out the law, lives, the principles of these precepts, the cause of disease now flooding the world would not be. So God is telling us if this message was going out as he had promised us that we should go out with it, the world wouldn't be suffering with so much diseases and pain. So this message is here for us to prepare our people. So, my dear beloved, now is the time if you want to share. I'm asking you, please, to put up your hand that I can open your line so that you can share. Okay, thank you for sharing about what we have been discussing about the health message and some of the tips, the things that you have used to boost your immune system. Thank you.
Sister, my line is open.
Yeah, your line is open. 225-337, your line is open.
Okay. Well, this is one thing, the immune system is to be wise. And I want to read you just a couple of verses in Proverbs, because the Bible speaks of a wisdom help preserve life. And this is one of them. It's Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 30. It said, the fruit of righteousness is the tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. And I have another one. And I have verses. Okay. And it says in verse 23, eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meat, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, said he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. So, you know, we have to be careful where and who we take food from, because the Bible says we have to pray and ask him for that blessing, because when you have an evil person that have a wicked heart, and you take anything from that person, you're going to be sorry. And also, Sister Power, I have one more. Hold on. It's verses 28. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. So when I look at these things and read these things, God is telling us we have to have control over our appetite. And all these things is good for the health. So I just want to thank God for his word, because Sister Power, this word is so powerful. This word convicts. You know, brothers and sisters, you know that word that's in James, talk about that little wheel, they call it with the ship turn. He say, though it's small, he say, but it turned that whole ship. And it's talking about that tongue is the smallest thing in our body. It said, but that tongue can defile the whole body. And all these things, if we don't really, we can eat all the health food, we can do all the health things, but you see what come out that mouth and it causes evil, and then that evil begin to take over a person. So God want us to have, I had the scriptures, but it's in my the Bible. So I did this study this morning, so I don't have all my scriptures, so I'm going off of memory. And you know all that, it always, I can't always remember it. But my point is that when we are righteousness, or we following the Spirit of God, and we being that example, or we are having that true love of Christ, we going to be like Christ. We won't be having that evil eye, that hefty spirit, that pride, all these things that cause the body to be sick. And Sister Power, that is the main thing. You know, a lot of people, I didn't see my father. My father was almost 95 when he passed. He always had a loving spirit, and he took care of people. But let me tell you something. He ate and drank things that was not healthy. But you know what? God blessed him in his years. But you know, the spirit of a person is the spirit that God say, if a person be wise and be humble, you know, he's going to be exalted. So God is wanting us to always to love and to have kindness and to have peace and long-suffering, all these fruits of the Spirit and joy. Amen? So thank you, Sister Paul, for opening my line. And also thank you, brothers and sisters, as we join tonight. God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing. You know, God wants all of us to be righteous. Right, and if we follow God's truth, you know, we can with him, all things is possible. All things is possible. All things is possible. So we thank you, Sister Leola, for reading those chapters in Proverbs 11. And my dear beloved, we can go back and, you know, reread, right? So that we can understand what God is expecting from us. He said, closely examine your own heart, and in your life, imitate the earning pattern, and all will be well with you. Preserve a clear conscience before God. In all you do, glorify his name, right? Divide yourself of selfish, as the celiologist right, read, and pride, selfish, and selfish love. Testimony to the Church, Volume 2, 70, 71. You know, God is so good. He's so great. He gave us everything that we need. I am so thankful that, you know, we can be here each day to share the goodness of God and what he has done for each and every one of us. We have the word, my dear beloved. We have the counsel that we got, that he have given unto us. So we have the opportunity to go out and share the truth. So I just want to give God thanks. We may be saying on this line here, Advent Life line, that we read Genesis 1 every week, but you know what? God wants us to feed upon his word. God wants us to, when we feed upon his word, we will be ready able to go and carry out the truth to the world. Because if the word said if we were taking the truth out, there wouldn't be so much sickness, diseases on the land. So tonight, therefore, we're going to pray that God will pour out his blessing upon each one of us so that we will be able to carry out the message. Well, my dear beloved, I just want to welcome everyone tonight again on Advent Light, and I'm asking my beloved to press 1 so that they can share the goodness of God for our teaching men before we go into our season of prayer. But I will share this evening to you, my dear beloved. You know what? A clean arms and a puring heart, we shall see God, right? And despite of what is happening, God wants us to show the light, right? We should not have any enemy with us, right? And God wants us to show the light wherever we go. And if we pray to God, God is able to do all these things. So I will just share my little testimony, the goodness of God, what God has been doing, you know. God have been giving me the time, the chance that I am able to just get to revive myself by getting some rest from my visit that I have been doing during the 10 months I wasn't here with you guys. And you know what? I can give God the praise what he has done by giving me the chance that I could rest. I got some good rest, my dear beloved, and I'm so thankful for that rest. I thank God for meeting back my grandchildren, in which yesterday Denise and Nehome and Jojo and their mother came in to visit me, and those children, I'm telling you, were so happy to have their grandma back. I was able to go to them at the park with them, and they were there just running up. We took some pictures together, and we had a wonderful time with these children. My dear beloved, these children are the apple of our eyes. And you know what? They are the leaders of tomorrow. They are the ones that are going to carry out the work. So I'm asking you, they are precious. They may not be your grandchildren blood, but they are your grandchildren. We ask you to cherish them, and we are asking you to pray for them, because all I have been hearing is some good report about these children that, you know, their grandma and their mom and their community, because you know what? The home is the first community for the children, and when they got that shape in that proper way that God wants us to train them, they are going out in the society, and the society is the school, so they are going to present what they have been taught at home, and those children will be different from those who do not. So I'm asking you all on this line, let us cherish our children, especially the educators. Them love are having it difficult in with these children coming from different broken homes. But you know what? Let us pray for them so that God will touch their little one's heart, and the educators, them there, will have that love and compassion, you know, and to trust God in keeping and guiding them. So, my dear beloved, that's my praise report. And I have more, but I would like my brothers and sisters to share before. 240-988, your line has been open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? Welcome on Advent and Thursday.
Howdy do, beloved. This is Steffi calling from the Maryland area. I'm just so thankful that God has brought me through to another Thursday. Had a meeting yesterday. God is good. He's great. He allowed, you know, as he always going to reveal the deceit. He said in the word, Psalm 35, when they strive against us, he's going to strive against those who strive against us, so we can be assured. And so, you know, I told my mom I had a union rep in there, but it was just like she was just there. I mean, it wasn't, you know, any kind of whatever, you know, in terms of, but I know that the Spirit of God was there. my Heavenly Father had dispatched angels where, you know, I was speaking things that I knew wasn't of me. And, you know, this is the Holy Spirit speaking to me, the lies that they were trying to tell, you know, just brushing over things and that, you know, caught him in many lies. And then when I said, oh, that's not what transpired, you know, he came back and was like, oh, semantics. No, it's not. It's a fact. I was not there on March and May 1st. So you can't say May 1st. Oh, yeah, she was in there. No, I was not. That's not correct. Right. And so whenever you present the truth to them, they try to push back and say, well, semantic. Let me ask you this, beloved. Is May 1st the same as May 2nd? Absolutely not. Right. But they want individuals to believe those type of things. So the Holy Spirit, there was things that were said where I was going to respond. And I literally felt the Holy Spirit close my mouth and say no more. I told you this is what I want you to say. Say it and keep it moving. And so God was manifested in that situation. And so I'm just thankful. I'm exhausted. As I'm coming, you know, they split up the class intentionally. As I said, I'm covering the second grade class now. The teacher walked off. She left. So I'm filling in for her. And what they did is they went in and separated all of her kids and kind of put all the kids that are more problematic from in the class that I should have in her class, right, in the space, if that makes sense. So they're very much off, but God is working out. I don't know if I told you, one of the little girls that had sprayed me and kind of kicked me on my foot, God has calmed her. Calm, so much calmer than before. And I know it's the Spirit of God, so I know it's the power of your prayer. One of them is still a little bit off, but however, her thing is more, there's no consequences from the school. So I have orchestrated, the Holy Spirit gave me a little thing where I call it international passport, and I'm copywriting that, okay? And I use that to kind of curtail, and, you know what I mean, and the kids are excited about it, so they will take it with them, and they get it stamped. Each class represents a country, and they would get it stamped from, you know, from the teachers, and so when they rack up, like, you know, the stamps, they're going to get a big old treat, get a big treatage for tomorrow. We have 16 more days to go, and God is good. He's great. He's worthy to be praised. I know that he's going to continue to have victory over my situation. And the principal came back again, said something smart. You know, I don't know why they sent her in my building because I was fully staffed. And I said, you know, and that's when I was going to get ready to respond and say the contract did. Holy Spirit don't say anything. Peace, be still. I got you, right? And so though he's striving, right, against me, my Heavenly Father is going to fight my battle. So, and I know God is going, until God wants me to be out of there, God is going to let me be there until he wants me to go. And it's that kind of situation. And so I thank God for his faithfulness. I thank God that he has given me the strength. As I said, I get up early in the morning. And, you know what I mean, and I work throughout. And so at the end, it becomes very, very tired. I'm tiresome, and so I'm praying for some strength for tonight, and then I'm asking you all to pray for me. I have two more things left that I need to really work on so that I can submit it to a program that I'm supposed to be in, and the lady called me and asked me for them, so I have to get it done and submit it by tomorrow. So hopefully I will glean some more knowledge and wisdom. I'm just asking. I know what to put on there, but I'm asking the Holy Spirit to help me to formulate it and just write it and get it done. So that is my goal, and I ask you to pray for me for tonight as well, so that I will be, and just continue to ask you all to pray for me. When we're nearer to the heart of God, the enemy comes like a roaring lion, so he would use individuals all around us to get us out of character, and that's what they're looking for. But I just so thankful to God for his peace that he has given me, and his patience, where I mean kids are raging. And I'm able to, you know, pray for them in my mind, in my heart, and actually show them love, give them grace and compassion. Because, you know, as an educator, after they had kind of went very hard on us about corporal punishment, I don't hug them. I give them a handshake. I give them a fist bump. But they're coming to you. Can I get a hug? They're so emotionally disturbed. And so please pray for our children. I did call her parents today, and I called her because I knew she was going to be supportive of me. I went to a – they had a concert on Tuesday, and I spoke to some of the parents and introduced myself. And the little girls were wearing dresses and frocks, and they looked so beautiful. And I spoke to the mom, and she said, call me anytime. So I knew this mom was going to be able to do something. So I'm just asking you to pray for our children fervently because they follow each other, right? And so, you know, it's just so sad. They're so hooked on the device, on the computer. They can't write. They can't color because we have moved away from that. So that's what I'm doing in the classroom now, doing those life skills for these children as opposed to being on the computer. And I know Brother O'Neill usually brings some current event. I had done this study a while ago. Right before the pandemic, I was having conversation with my tech person saying that the Silicon Valley tech giants and the people who work there, do you know that they don't allow their kids to use computers or use the smartphone or iPads? They do not. The kids in school, they only give them the opportunity to use those devices when they're in eighth grade for a limited time. Why is that? Do you know that these technologies program and designed to change the brain function?
Yep.
I want you to marinate on that. So they have made it. There's normally a saying that says, rules for me, but not for thee, right? And this is what's going on. They don't give their children any type of technology. If they do, it's the parents' technology, and they give it to them for like 10, 15 minutes. You know, and we have kids on computer at 1 year old, 6 months old, for hours, not realizing that it changed the function and the format of the brain. It is like crack. And when you take it away from them, they have meltdown. But it shows that the brain operates like it's a withdrawal from drugs. So I just want, even for us as adults, I just want to put that out there. So I thank God that he has given me the wisdom years ago. And so I go back in the classroom and I'm using pen and paper. They have all of these fancy iPads, but kids don't come to school with pencils or crayons. So just continue to lift us up, and parents too. Lift up your educators or parents, because I can imagine it's very hard for them working long hours. So they just plop them in front of the, you know, the technology and stuff, but they don't realize that it is damaging to them. So continue to lift me up, lift my principal up, lift all the educators up as well, and the teachers and children as well. As we have 16 more days left till school is out. So I pray that God will just continue giving me the strength and lead me as only he can. Amen?
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, my dear sister Stephanie, for coming and sharing, you know, how the meeting go on. But we know God was there because the Lord listened, heard the prayer of the faith, and we have been praying for them, for both you guys and also the children and the principal of the school. This is a time that we have to really lift up this situation together, to lift up this situation to the Lord, Father, because it is very serious for what is happening. But you know what? God is always there at your side and at the educator's side. So we will be continuing to pray for this situation. Thank you for sharing. And we are going to open this line. Please to be brief that we can start our prayer, going to our prayer. 5-8-5-7-5-0-5, your line is open.
Hey, amen. Hello, Sister Power. Hello, my beloved on this prayer line. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. And Sister Power, I would like to thank God for everything you have done for me and everything you have done for my mom. I have a prayer request, Sister Power. My prayer request tonight is to lift up my mother in prayer. My mother needs a lot of prayer, Sister Power. Sister Power, do not forget to lift me up in prayer. And Sister Power, do not forget to lift up Brother Javel in prayer, Sister Power. And Sister Power, don't forget to lift up Brother John too. His name is John too, Sister Power. Just like Sister Brenda's husband. Just like Sister Brenda's husband's name too. There's two John, Sister Power. There's the one on the prayer line. line, and there is one on the there is one at my jaw, Sister Powell. Brother John say to Brother Javel, you need to be kind to Brother Eli because Sister Powell, just like Sister Miola say, my dear sister, the food of the spirit. We should show love, kindness, self-control, long-suffering, Sister Power. And Sister Power, I would like to thank Sister Miola for sharing that, sharing it with us on this prayer line. We should show love and kindness. And Sister Miola, Sister Power, I want to say to Sister Stephanie, my beloved, Sister Stephanie, I don't know, can you share Sister Stephanie in the Bible scripture too? Sister Stephanie, when you bring the message, how you say that, Sister Power and Sister Stephanie, is it Colossians 3:12-16, because we should show love to one another, because Sister Stephanie say, Sister Power, we should show love to one another, because Brother John say to Brother Javel, you better show love to Brother Eli, because Brother Eli's a loving brother. Brother Eli is very kind to you, Brother Javel. You have to be kind. You have to be loving, because Sister Paul, God say he needs to show love and kindness.
Yes,
Brother John told him that. Brother John told Brother Javel that, Sister Paul.
Yes.
I would like to thank Brother John for telling him. Sister Paul, don't forget to tell Sister Stephanie. Lift up that brother in prayer and tell Sister Stephanie to read that scripture too on this line. Colossians 3:12-16. Amen. I don't know, can you share it on the message? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, for coming on and sharing. You know what? Brother John, we have two John on the line, John 1 and John 2. And you are stating that Brother John told Brother Jovel that you have to be kind to Brother Eli. Brother Eli, you know the light. You know you have the light there. And, you know, all you have to do, just be kind back to Brother Jovel. And as we have been sharing days by days, month by month, year by year, how you should, you know, avoid Brother Javel. Yes, you pray for him and you leave him alone, you know. And you, when Brother Javel saw that Brother Eli is not really, you know, worrying him and telling him how he should be kind, loving and this, you know, he will change, you know. You just leave it to the Lord. Pray and leave it to the Lord. And you're going to see how the Lord work it. Let it go, you know, because there are something we have to trust God. We have to trust God in everything we do. So when Brother Jovelli is doing you mean things, saying mean things to you, and you bring it to the prayer line, every brother and sister on this line here is praying for you on behalf of that situation. So if we trust God, God is able to work through, right? And just leave it to the Lord so that the Lord will deal with it. And the Lord said to us in his word that he loves we with an everlasting love. So that's the reason why he died. He shed his blood for us, and that we should love one another. So despite of what Javel is doing, you are going to show him the love. And not because you leave him alone, you know, leave him alone for 1 week, 2 weeks, and see how he reacts, you know. But if you've been going and, you know, telling Brother John, your Brother Javel, you need to be loving, you need to be kind, you need to be this, you know, he is not taking that into consideration, what you are saying. He just feels that you are harassing. You know, you are doing something, even though you're doing something good. That is what he saw. So we just going to pray, Brother Eli, you have one of us on this line here who is going to pray that God will place it at God's feet, and we're going to leave it to God for him to work through this situation, because this situation has been happening for months, weeks, months. The same thing is happening over and over. So we have to just trust God on it. So thank you for sharing. And sure, we will be praying for your mother and pray for you and pray for John and also Jovel. And you know what? We know that one day soon and very soon, you're going to come and say, oh, Jovel, surrender everything to the Lord. You know, that is the faith we should have. So thank you again for sharing. God bless. All right, I'm going to open this line. I don't know if this person would like, you know, to pray for us. 423-635. I don't know if you have the opportunity at this time. We can go into a season of prayer and just pray for the entire prayer line and all the requests. We heard the requests for the children, the educator, the teachers, and as 15 days leave us the school year, pray that these children will be successful and that they will really feel the presence of God and listen to their teacher. All right? So I don't know. 423, your line is open. Can you do the prayer for us, please? 423-635, can you check your phone if it is on you? All right, my dear beloved. Now is the time, my dear, we're going into prayer. All right, God is so good, he's so great. Let us pray. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a blessed privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this privilege that we can come before you to sit at your throne, each one of us on Advent Light Health Thursday. We want to thank you for keeping us. We want to thank you for providing for us. We want to thank you for sustaining us. We want to thank you for traveling mercies towards each and every one of us. We want to thank you for your protection for us, Lord, both in the classroom, dear Father, with the teachers, with the session, with the meetings, Lord. You were there, dear Father. And now as we come before you and to listen to your word this evening, we ask you to pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon you. We thank you for the words, the comfort that you have given unto us, the right arm to the gospel, the health message and the three angel message to be intertwined in one. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you, Father God, for the food, the shelter, the clothing, the peace of mind, Lord. We thank you for the pain that most of us are feeling, dear Lord. We thank you for everything that you have done. We thank you for your words, Lord, of inspiration and the promises that you have given unto us. What more could we ask of you, Lord, more than say, thank you, Lord. Help us, Father God, as we gather at the welcome table this day to present each request, Lord. I lift up Brother John and Sister Brenda. Lord, continue to pour your blessings upon them. Continue to keep them, guide them, lead them, dear Lord, as they are preparing, Lord, for the new home, dear Father. We ask you for your protection for them. Provide the way and the means for them. And allow when they settle down into that new home, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will abide, dear Lord. Bless her grandchildren, her son and her daughter, and the community that they are praying for, Lord. We lift up Sister Leola, Lord, and Brother Ray. Continue to keep, continue to guide. Father, protection towards Sister Leola. Her planning, what she's planning for the outreach in Louisiana. Lord, allow your light to shine, Lord, and the people who she can talk, that the Holy Spirit will abide with them so that the work will go smoothly, and those people in the area, dear Lord, that they will be willing to listen to your word. Father, we place it in your hand. We present our Sister Carla to you. Continue to keep her, Lord, as she travels to and fro to her work. Father, your protection, the teaching, the training, Lord, give her the word that she will speak and the light that she shine, Lord, into those patients, the homes that she goes and the family that she mentor, Lord. We just ask you, Lord, to allow your Holy Spirit to abide, dear. We also lift up, Lord, our dear sister, Cancinelli. Lord, you are so good. You are so great, Lord. The resources that she has, that she could present it, Lord, tonight. She had present kale, the natural salt, Lord, and how it bring nutrients to our body, and it is good for us to use it, Lord. We just want to thank you, and many, many more natural produce, natural herbs that she had presented on this line. We want to thank you for Sister Stephanie, dear Lord, calling names this evening, because you are good, you are great. Went to the meeting and you were there, dear Father, despite of what they were trying to do. You was in the midst. So we pray for the principal, the assistant principal, the other teacher. We pray for the children. We pray for the children's parents, Lord Jesus, so that they will able, Lord, to assist these teachers by practicing the children them and show the children them the light and the truth. So we present them to you, Lord, as 15 days leave, not only for Sister Stephanie, for Sister Nicole, and all the educators, Lord. We present them to you because we do know that it is not easy. So in your hands we place Sister Stephanie, as she asks for prayer, Lord, for those that program that she's in, and she has to go to do some writing and to put in some papers in, Lord. Give her the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding what to put on, dear Father. You are in charge, so we place it to you. We also lift up off Brother Eli again, Lord, as we pray for Brother Joel, John, Brother John, and also his mother, himself, and his line. He's praying for Sister Tamiko family, brothers and sisters, their grandchildren, Dorothea's mother. So we lift them up to you, Father God. We are praying for Brother Rick, Lord. Continue to bless, continue to keep Brother Richardson, Sister Richardson in Tennessee, Lord. Brother Utica there and his children, Lord. We thank you for what you have done. I've heard from him, Lord, and it's a blessing to hear from our son, Lord. Continue to keep, continue to guide, and to protect him. He sent his love for that to everyone, and brothers, to his brothers and his sisters. So we want to thank you. We lift up Brother Serge to you and his family today. Continue to bless Brother Serge. Keep Brother Serge, Lord. We know that the enemy is trying to do a lot of things, but in your hands we place Brother Serge and the family to you at this time. Heavenly Father, there's so much we can do, and only you can do it, Lord. Sister Cancinelli and Sister Barnaby, we heard from Sister Barnaby. She was on the line. We thank you for bringing her back on the line, and she is well, Lord. Continue to bless her. Continue to keep myself. I lift myself up. What more could I ask of you this evening more than to give you thanks, give you praises, to bring honor and to bring glory to your wonderful name. Thank you for those who come on late in this evening. And we do know that, you know, tonight we have a message, and we are going to ask our brother and sister, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus, we present our body, our soul, our heart to you. Hear our prayer and answer our cry in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, thank you all for joining. And now is the time you are going to hear the message from the speaker. So the next voice you will be hearing is Sister Stephanie. I'm asking you please to get your notepad, your King James Version, and your tablet so that you can take down these scripture passage and these words. And after, my dear beloved, anyone who did not share, after we finish, there is time, we're going to open a little time that we can share something that we hear from the message, or you can give our praise at the end. So thank you again for sharing. The next line, the next voice you will hear is Sister Stephanie too. Okay, sorry. I do the wrong one. 240, your line is open.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we tarry just a little bit longer. We touch and agree with all the prayers that have gone up. Heavenly Father, I ask you, Lord, to touch me even right now. Give me your strength. Give me your word. Give me your power. Touch my eyes. Lord, I ask you to just breathe just a little bit of your breath on me so that I will be able to present this message today. I ask you that you will shower us down, Heavenly Father, with your Holy Spirit so that when we leave here today, we will leave with the desire to have your will to be our will. We will leave with the desire to continue to abide in you no matter what, knowing that you are our very present help in time of trouble. Give us that faith to know that the battle has already been won. Remove anything from me that is not in line with you. Forgive me of any shortcoming. But Lord, I'm going to beg and I'm going to plead on behalf of each and every person that you will blot all of our sins out, but you will seal our names so that we can be one of your reward. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So I want to just thank you and for joining us for the Advent Life Health Thursday. God is good. Have you ever thought about how good God is? Have you ever thought about where would you be if it wasn't for God? Have you thought about the fact that it is because of our Heavenly Father and the Son, Jesus Christ, why we're not consumed with the cares of the world, with the trials, with the tests? And I as I listened to a devotional today, I think it was with My Life, I was listening to that today. I think that was what one of the devotional from Sister Ellen G. White, and it was talking about this very thing. And lo and behold, I always pray, like ask the Holy Spirit. I'm going to be reading from the Ministry of Healing by Sister Ellen G. White, and I just open, and I always ask God to kind of just lead me, you know, where he wants me to go. I remember, you know, that's the top conversation, you know, at my school. Everybody want to know where you want to go, and you know, are you coming back? And, you know, and my message to them over and over and over again is that it's not what I want. Wherever the good Lord leads me, I will go. That's where it's just saying, Tamika always cheered this song, you know, send me, right? And she, I think it's from out of, connected to one of the scripture, right, in the Bible. And so that's where I am now in my life. It's not what I want, but your will be done, God. So wherever you want me to be, I tell people, I said, on a good day, my job is like 5 minutes. I could leave my house 7:10 and get to my job for 7:15, and I'm supposed to get to work at 7:15. So I'm like 5 minutes, 4 to 5 minutes away on a good day. On a bad day, I might be 9 minutes away from my house. So wherever God wants me to go, I will go. All right? And so that's what I'm telling them. And they're more concerned about me and where my position is going to be more than how I'm concerned. You know why? Because I know that when I abide in my Heavenly Father, He has ultimate control of my life, and he has never failed me yet. And I know that he's not going to start failing me now. Amen. And so I am going to be reading Abide in Me from a higher experience. I'm on page 513, all right? And it says, all right, here we go. Abide in Me. It says right here, actually, I want to go up first. I want to go up to this portion. So I'm going to go read. This one says consecration, trust. Consecration, trust. I think I want to read a little bit about that because we have to make sure that we trust God. All of these wonderful remedies that we are sharing and have been shared on the line over and over and over, if you do not have the faith, if you do not trust that God is going to allow it to work on your behalf, it is not going to work. Is that correct, Sister Powell?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if we don't have the trust and the faith in these remedies and in what God can do in the Word, B-I-B-L-E, we will not have the blessings and the success and the victory in our life. We will not be able to overcome these trials and these storms. So I'm going to start with consecration. Consecration, okay? So we're going to start with that. Okay? It says, when we are humble and contrite, we stand where God can and will manifest himself to us. We'll read that again. Consecration, trust. When we are humble and contrite, we stand where God can and will manifest himself to us. He is well pleased when we urge past mercies and blessings as a reason why he should bestow on us greater blessings. You hear that? He is well pleased when we urge past mercies and blessings as a reason why he should bestow on us greater blessings. And Sister Paula, for the beloved that are on this line, on our chat, we have, you know, Chat and Chew Ministry that we host on Sabbath. We're studying the book on prayer, another book by Ellen G. White. And this is what she shared in it, and it's in the scripture as well, when they talked about Abraham, right? And even Jacob, where wherever he went, wherever they went, they would leave an altar, right? They would pray. They would give God thanks for his blessings. But they would leave their altar there so that anybody that comes by will know of all the blessings that God has bestowed on them. How beautiful is that? And this is what this is saying. Do we leave, and then there's another one about the Ebenezer, right? Do we leave our Ebenezers? Do we leave the stones? Do we place stones or an altar that when we leave, somebody can know that God was in this place and God did blessings? I told you my new thing now is that wherever I go, our responsibility as we are ambassador for Jesus Christ is to leave it better than we found it. Wasn't that the example of Jesus? Wherever he go, wherever he went, he would leave it better than how he found it. People would be saved. A multitude. The blind would see. The deaf would hear. The dumb. The paraplegic. They would be able to get healing, pick up your bed and walk. The lepers were cured. Is that what we're doing? When we go into our places, into our jobs, into the schools, into our, you know, wherever our employment is, into the store, into the community, do we leave it better? Did we encourage somebody? Did somebody see Jesus through you? It says here again, he is well pleased when we urge past mercies and blessing as a reason why he should bestow on us greater blessing. When we share our testimonies to others of what God has done on our behalf. I know for me, God has shielded me for 2 years. He has provided for me more. I mean, I am amazed. I don't deserve it. He has fashioned me. He has put me through the fire. So that, because he knows what I was going to go in into. These kids screaming at you like they're grown people. They walk out of the room like they don't ask you. They telling you what they're going to do. And I know if it was not for God, I'm telling you, I would be, they would be ended up in the morgue and I would be ended up in jail. Seriously. If it was not for the grace of God. So I thank him. I was trying to figure out, like, why? Every time I was supposed to go back, it was blocked. God allowed it because he knows that I was not prepared for it. So he had prepared. I'm telling you, the little girl came in. She was, I hate this part. I mean, I have not seen a little girl in 2 days. You coming in with wrath and venom. It's the demon because, you know, I mean, I anoint my room. So, you know, the demons can't stay in this. And so she's coming in rage, and I don't want to be at, you know what I mean? No, because you're coming in with some demons, and we're going to bound it up in the name of Jesus. And she threw her back down, and everything's still. And let me tell you this. The Spirit of God shielded those kids. They did not even make a sound. They paid her no attention. And that's the issue she's having. I don't pay any attention. I ignore, and the kids are doing the same thing too as well. And I know that that is from God. I know that that was the Spirit of God. He says, peace be still. So even though I'm going, it's in the storm, and I had to commend the kids. I really had to commend the kids because they did not even bat an eye. And you know what? I remembered that I was supposed to give the little boy a treat. He had done something a little bit off, but I told them that I was going to give them a treat because they did so well. I was amazed, and I knew that was the Spirit of God that was as dispatched angels in my room so that the kids wouldn't even see. They didn't even react to what she did. And she was dumbfounded because they didn't even look in her direction. They didn't even say, oh, my goodness, you could have heard a pin drop because I was reading a story with them and we were doing an activity. We were rocking and rolling. And I did not have that task before I went in there. So I had something else for them to do. And then the Spirit of God said, do this. And I literally went and got a sheet of paper and did what I was told to do. And they were so engaged in it. And so when she came in and did that, they didn't even pay any attention. It was just like, okay. They didn't even, I'm telling you, it was amazing. And I know it was the Spirit of God. So I am going to talk about him. Because I know that God has blessed me far, wide, and beyond of what I should be getting. Amen? And so I continue. It says, he will more than fulfill the expectation of those who trust fully in him. The Lord Jesus knows just what his children need. I'm going to read it again. The Lord Jesus knows just what his children need, how much divine power we will appropriate for the blessing of humanity. And he bestows upon us all that we will employ in blessing others and ennobling our own souls. So, Brother Eli, you don't have to worry. God knows exactly what you need. right? Your Savior, yes. Jesus Christ, knows exactly what you need, and he's going to provide that for you. Sister Carla, he's going to give you exactly what you need. He's not going to give you too much, and he's not going to give you too little. Sister Leola, Sister Timico, Sister Continelli, how beautiful is that, beloved? Where you have your own Goldilocks, and it's not a fairy tale. It's the divine power. So when we were growing up, we read the story, those little fables and those little fictional books, Goldilocks and the Three Bears, and she was trying to find the porridge that was just right. And she drank the big porridge, and no, that wasn't right. That was the papa beer, and she drank the mama beer, and she drank the baby beer, and that was just right. However, we don't have to go to a fiction. We have the source, which is our Heavenly Father, who gave us His Son, Jesus Christ, coupled with the Holy Spirit. So we're going to get it just right all the time, because they walk in one accord. Amen. How beautiful is that? I am revived even right now. I told you, let me tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. I was nodding in my chair. No, we call it in Jamaica, bucking. My head just bucking. Tired. I mean, I was this close to calling, you know, Brother Richard said, calling Sister Pants and Sister Power. I mean, I'm getting ready to go to bed. But I have been so rejuvenated from just this little moment that you prayed for me, and I'm reading this, consecrating trust. My back is up. My eyelids are open wide. I am rejuvenated. Bless God.
Amen, amen, amen,
before we ask, he will answer. No, I was literally going to call my mother and call and say, Ma, you got to fill in for me. I'm getting ready to go to my bed. And I remembered, I know, I came home early, right? I left school early, you know, and I was in the chair, you know, and I was like, okay, I was out. I'm exhausted because I get up real early in the morning. And dealing with these kids, I'm telling you, I have never seen, I have been in education for over 30 years. Yeah, I started young, beloved. I was doing it, you know, when I was younger, right? Pretty much right out of school. And I was working with kids in some form or way. And I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen anything like this. So that scripture, somebody could find it for me, where it says we're going to see a generation of vipers and warmongers. This is it, beloved. They look you dead in your eyes, and you tell them to stop, and they're looking like, I don't hear you. And because I'm not yelling at them, which is another thing I know that came from the Holy Spirit, I mean, if my voice go up higher, it's not a yell. It's a, you know what, you're in danger zone right now, and I need you to be safe right now. But you could tell that they're used to you reacting and yelling at them, and I was like, it's not that kind of party. I'm with a whisper. I am with a whisper. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to tell you this again. I need you to sit down. I need you to follow our rules. So I just thank God for the way how he answers. When he knows that we need it right there, he will answer in an instant. Because I'm telling you, I didn't have anything. I was out. And the Spirit of God is giving me his strength. And this is quite fitting for this time. So I bless God, okay? So I continue. It says, the Lord Jesus knows just what his children need. How much divine power, because he knows what I needed. I needed some strength. How much divine power we will appropriate for the blessing of humanity. And he bestowed upon us all that we will employ in blessing others and ennobling our own souls. Right? We must have less trust in what we ourselves can do and more trust in what the Lord can do for and through us. You are not engaged in your own work. You are doing the work of who? Of God. Surrender your will and wait to him. Surrender your will and wait to him. Make not a single reserve not a single compromise with self. Remember I told you they came and they were coming like spies, asking me, about where you want to go? You know, what great? And I said, wherever the good Lord wants me to be is where I'm going to be. Because I have surrendered my life and my all to God, knowing that he knows what's best for me. Your heavenly Father knows what's best for you when you surrender it all. Sometimes we pray, but then we keep picking it up back up, and we keep fighting our own battles. When God says, give me your right hand.
Mm-hmm.
Fear not, give me your right hand. Take my right hand. Let me lead you. Amen? Make not a single reserve, not a single compromise with self. Know what it is to be free in Christ. The more hearing of sermons, Sabbath after Sabbath, the reading of the Bible through and through, or the explanation of it verse by verse, will not benefit us or those who hear us unless we bring the truths of the Bible into our individual life. I'm going to read that again because I know many of us, we say, okay, you know what? We get our Sabbath on. We're going to church. We're reading the Bible. We're doing all of this stuff. But it says, the mere hearing of sermons Sabbath after Sabbath, the reading of the Bible through and through, or the explanation of it verse by verse will not benefit us or those who hear us unless we bring the truth of the Bible into our individual experience. The understanding, the will, the affection must be yielded to the control of the Word of God. Then through the work of the Holy Spirit, the precepts of the Word will become the principles of the life. As you ask the Lord to help you, honor your Savior by what? Believing that you do receive his blessing. As you ask the Lord to help you, honor your Savior by believing that you do receive his blessing, all his blessings, all power, all wisdom are at our command. We have only to ask. Have mercy. All power, all wisdom are at our command. We have only to ask. Walk continually in the light of God. Meditate day and night upon his character. Then you will see his beauty and rejoice in his goodness. Your heart will glow with a sense of his love. You will be uplifted as if born by everlasting arms. With the power and light that God imparts, you can comprehend more and accomplish more than you ever before deemed possible. Abide in me. Christ bids us, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can he except he abide in me. He that abided in me, I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If we abide in me, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. I'm going to read it again. That's a shout right there, amen. If, it says if, so that means there's an opposite to it, right? If you do not abide in him, you will not be able to get, you will not be able to get your will be done. Amen. You will not be able to get the blessing. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. And that this is what is so funny to me. Well, not, let me not say funny. This is amazing to me because as Sister Francia always say, we can take introspect in our life, right? When we take introspect in our life, we can see, you know what? This is not how God would want me to react or to act or to respond, right? And he will show it to us. And he will give us the opportunity again, the test again, to demonstrate his character. Isn't that something? He will give us the opportunity to demonstrate the character. So when we're looking at the fruit, we don't need somebody to tell us that we're impatient. We can see that ourselves. Mm-hmm. We don't need somebody to tell us that, you know what you said was not kind. Your behavior did not exemplify the living God. Right? Our fruit, you can see that our fruit, you know what? The fruit that I'm producing is funky. It's faithless. It's shallow. It's one where I worry a lot. It's one where I complain a lot. I murmur. I'm not trusting enough, God. I want to do it my own self. I pray, but then I pick it back up. We continue. It says, herein is my repeat, Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. He have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, what? He may give it to you. John 15:14-16. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. Revelation 3:20. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, save he that receiveth it. Revelation 2:17. He that overcometh, I will give him the morning star, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Verses 26-28, 3-12, and this is Revelation. This one thing I do. He whose trust is in God will with Paul be able to say, I can do all things in him that strengthen me. Philippians 4:13, Revised Version. Whatever the mistakes or failures of the past, we may, with the help of God, rise above them. I'm going to read that again. Whatever the mistakes or failures of the past, we may, with the help of God, rise above them. With the apostle, we may say, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press towards the mark in the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:13-14. Here ends the reading for today. I pray that you were blessed. I know that I was blessed. I was rejuvenated. I have asked, beloved, did I just ask you to pray for wisdom so I'm able to write this thing? And I know that the Spirit of God is going to give me exactly what I need to write. It will be finished before I get ready to go to bed. I'm claiming that will for my life. I'm claiming that blessing from God. Amen and amen. So, Sister Paula, do you want me to end with prayer? You still have a couple more minutes?
Can you pray and I will open the line.
Absolutely, absolutely. Heavenly Father, we bow before you. We thank you that you have sent your son. We thank you that we have the opportunity to be to abide on the vine, Heavenly Father, as we are the branch. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to remind us of the power that you have given us, that when we are blessed, when you have manifested yourself in our life, when you have come through with the victory, we are to remember those things. We are to share those things. We are to set up the altar and the Ebenezer and leave it so that others can see your power, see your blessing, see your grace and your mercy. We pray, Lord, that you will give us the faith. You will consecrate our hearts. You will remove anything from us. You will give us a heart transplant, and you will give us a blood transfusion so that all of our thoughts, all of our will be connected to you. And we will know that when we surrender and we ask in your name, you will give it to us. So we ask, Lord, that you will pour down your Holy Spirit and keep us to be reminded that once we abide in you, you will abide in us. We do not have to fight our battles, but we have to trust you that you will have the victory over any situation that we may experience. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray that as we depart from you, you will not depart from us, but you will encamp around us. And if it is your will, you will wake us up back tomorrow so that we will be able to exemplify this message, and we will be able to allow your character and your light to shine through us so that we will be able to bring people to you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, my dear beloved, for bringing this wonderful, timely reading and message to us, right? And the Lord said in his word, we have to abide in him, and he will abide in us. So I just want to thank you again for that presentation. And my dear beloved, we have a few people on the line who came late. We're going to ask you to put up your hand if you want to ask, you know, the lesson, the message that was given to us. If you have a comment, a query, that you can. And I'm going to open this line. 631, your line is open. Can you tell your name, where you're calling? Thank you for coming and joining us this evening.
Good evening, Sister Powell.
Good evening, my dear beloved.
Pleasant. Good evening, Sister Stephanie. Thank God for this health message. Truly, the health message is a theme of leading others to Christ. And I want to thank God for your presentation and reminding us of the work of what Christ did and what we should be doing, especially at this time. I just have a testimony to share of how God worked things out. I remember it was last week I saw this man because my boss told me that he wants some stuff to remove from the place where we throw away some wood that we don't need. So it was a lot, and it's because we were fixing up the warehouse. So he told me that I need you, Oliver, to find someone at a reasonable price because to get rid of you. I don't want to call a company because if I call a company, they're going to give me a high rate, you know. So I want to get someone that you see. So I was looking. I didn't see anyone until I saw a truck, and I saw a number in it, but I saw the guy, and I said to him, who owned this truck? And he said, I owned it. So I said to him, can you remove some stuff for us? And it's about 20 yards, and he said to me, let me go look at it. And he went and looked at it, and he told me, I'll charge you $900. it's a very fair price compared to if you call someone else. So I told him about it. He told me that he was going to come the next day for it. He didn't come, but he and his dad owned the company. So his dad come, and his dad said, and look at it, and he said, no, my son is sick in his head. That's more than that amount I told you. So what is your amount? He says, $1,500. I said, okay, let me talk to my boss and hear what he says. Because your son says one price, now you come with a different price, so that's a change. To be fair, though, I think that price that the dad come was a better price, meaning that it was far better, even though it's a little bit more based on the amount of work to be done. So I went to my boss and I told him whatever, and he said, okay, try find someone else. And see if you can get it a little lower than that. So I said, okay. I didn't find anyone else. So he saw me about 2 days later, and he said to me, the guy that came with your same people, just use them. Let them do the job. You're in charge of it. Let them do it. So he said, when the money's already available, so you can go for the money in the office and give it to them. Let them do the job. So he came and he started. He load up one truck. One container, about 20-yard container, and it was full already. Then he used another truck that was, like, adding some stuff, and he put some more stuff in it. So while I was talking to him, while he was doing the job, he said to me, I have this, every time I work too hard sometimes, my chest starts hurting me. And so because I usually smoke, and I stopped smoking many years now, but I still have that problem. And if I walk up a stairs, I start breathing very heavy, and you know. So I says, you have some respiratory problem there, because what have you taken since you stopped smoking? I said, not really, nothing much really. So I said, I could help you though, and give you some natural stuff that God created for us to use, and you know. I said, even after you stop smoking, it's your bad smoking is, right? You still have that effect. So it's not going to just go away overnight. Whatever I'm going to give you, it's not just going to go overnight. The body has accumulation of problems. So don't expect a miracle to happen overnight. It has to work in stages. So he said, man, you have that stuff? I said, yeah. And I don't have it. I said, I don't have it. God gave it to me so that I can share it to you. So he finished in the evening, and he said to me, remember that thing that you promised me? I need it tomorrow, and if I get it, I'm going to start. And I follow the process. And he said, okay. So he said, I want to pay you for it. How much for it? And I told him, and he gave me the money. I gave him the next day, and he started taking it. And he told me that, man, this thing, I feel some changes start happening in my body, you know, already. And I thank you for that thing. And I said, thank God for that, you know. So it's all about God, you know. So the process of the body is when we do something bad, the body needs to repair, and you weren't doing anything. That's why you still have that situation going on. So he started taking it, and I want to thank God for that I was able to offer some assistance, you know. Because you see how God worked it out. He was not the one that was going to get the work, but God worked it out that he's the one that got the work so that I could do another work with him to help him to restore to health. So I want to thank God for the health message, that we can use it as an entering wedge to help others and to bring the gospel home to them. So that was my testimony.
Amen, 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 amen. Sister Stephanie, would you like to 240 reply, brother?
I appreciate the testimony, because God knows exactly who was supposed to get the job, because there was a plan, right, for Brother O'Neill to make contact with this individual, right? So sometimes we look and we're thinking that, okay, this sound right, and this is, and we just talked about that, right? We just talked about the Goldilocks effect, right? Which one was right? The price sounded a little right, but something was different. God had a divine intervention, right? A divine appointment, I should say. He had a divine intervention, but he had a divine appointment with you to meet this man so that you can tell him about the God that you know. Come, let me tell you about the God that I know that has given me these things that can help your body to replenish and repair naturally. And so that was a blessing to hear that as well. And we're to take these. That's why it's important for us to give these testimonies, right? So that God's name can be glorified, and we also can be encouraged, right? Knowing that God is always going to put us in a situation where his name is going to be magnified, where we're going to come across someone to share. And that is why it's very important, as we've learned, that the right arm, the help message is the what? The right arm of the gospel.
Yeah.
Right? Because that connection was made. Right? There was a need, right? You didn't have to tell him about the scripture. You told him about the healing balm that God has given you. And that was the connection right there. The seed was sown. So thank you so much for encouraging us with that, knowing that, you know, we have a duty to be ready. That is a saying that, you know, my parents always say, if you stay ready, you always will be ready. Amen? And so, Brother Honey, what I would say to you is that sometimes, I don't know, because for me, I usually try to have some little things with me so that I can easily give out like, you know, little samples and stuff like that readily so that they can be able to get it at that moment. But I'm so glad that you all had the opportunity to be able to meet with him the next day.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, and thank you, Brother Neil. Glad to hear your voice. I'm going to open this line. We just have a few minutes. So we're going to use up every minute productive today. 985-232, your line is open. Just want to hear from you.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. Thank you, Sister Powell, for my line. I'm glad to be with my brothers and sisters on this day. God is good and God is great. He's been so good. I would like to read this prayer. Lord, thank you for letting us know that we are judged on our own merits and not by the behavior of our parents or children, whether there is action or sinful or not. We are responsible for ourselves. Please give us grace. We need and act in ways that we are pleasing to you. Amen. Amen. I want to thank the Lord. We know we are judged, so we have to do what God wants us to do and take action for our own responsibility. So we thank
Amen.
God for his grace and his mercy that he's letting us repent and come forward so that we can make a change. So I just want to thank the Lord that we are on once more, and thank God that we can listen, and thank Sister Stephanie for her message and the things that are going forward with her classes. Oh, God, today is a struggle with the teaching. It is a struggle because I tell you, she's going through. Lord, we have to continue lifting her up because God is keeping her strong. Because I tell you, she's going through, Lord. Lord, continue blessing her because of the kids today. We never experienced this. But I thank God for her, that she's able, her and a few other teachers are able to deal with some of our kids. And we're going to continue lifting her up. And thank God for Advent Light, the prayer wars we have on the line, the help. and all the other brothers and sisters, we have the strong gene and the minded gene that comes together and always lifting up prayers for everybody that's sick, that's absent, or whatever situation they're in. So God, you know, God is looking at that, and he's blessing them I can't get the word out, but he's always blessing y'all. So he's unmerciful. So we thank God for y'all. And me, I do it when I'm awake for our prayer line. So I feel like I know I'm a member because I've been there a while. So I thank God for us. So I'm going to let Brother John speak. Amen.
Amen.
Yep. Hello, this is Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. I hope everyone's having the best evening. So whatever time of the day it is, day or night or morning. And I just want to say that everything's been hanging in there, you know, waiting for the home coming. Not at school, but I mean our home coming on the land soon. And it's a blessing to have, you know, excited about that. Yep. And among the other blessings that I always notice and that I'll be thankful for. So just want to say God bless. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, you know, for coming and always encouraging and sharing. Thank you for the prayer. And my dear beloved, you know, we are all on this line together as one brothers and sister. And, you know, when we do not hear from one, you know, all we have to do is to either call or pray that God will, you know, help us that we continue to be on this line, continue to study his word, and continue to be our brother's keeper. So I just want to thank everyone tonight. And as we too are closed, we will just go repeat, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, you have a good night. We are up. You know, like I say, if I can close with a song and a few words, if they don't chop, we on, right? So we're going to sing that song and then I will close. I